Detachment is a great virtue to realize own self. Need consciousness to keep distance from greed. It will be always increased, never be decreased. Lastly, we'll have to fall down in a big hole of trap. Result of more attachment is called ruins of life. Om Shanti. Always bearing peace. Now I will describe a pathetic story of a businessman in Lord Buddha era. Let's start to know. About 2,600 years back in Buddha's era, a businessman lived in a village of India. He has three family members, husband, wife and one son. He is a big grocery merchant. His wife is housewife. Little son is studying. After completing education, his son is requesting him to give the full responsibility of the grocery shop. Now he has given the responsibility to his only son. He is seating in the shop, but all responsibilities are maintained by his son. After a few years, he has arranged the marriage of his son with the daughter of his childhood rich friend. After 2 years, his grandson born. All are very happy, enjoying cheerful life. In the meantime, the businessman did go to meet Lord Buddha. Then Buddha guided him to take distance from greed, to keep distance from money, not to degrade or underestimate to anybody, as we are bearing the same thing, soul. But at this moment that businessman abused Lord Buddha. The reason is why Lord Buddha told to leave money or attachment. Then Lord Buddha was speechless. One of his poor friend lived just beside his house. This poor man also was his childhood friend. But the businessman always avoided to talk to his poor friend. As he is poor, if this poor friend wants some money. Moreover, this businessman shows his vanity in front of this poor friend. This poor man's life is very struggle. But life doesn't float in the same manner. Life is always changeable. Today we are this, tomorrow it will be completely changed. This is the basic nature of life. After some time, the only son of businessman is forcing to father to transfer his shop to his son's name legally. After facing some problems by son, the businessman transferred his business to his son. After some days he was serious ill. At the time of his illness, his son and daughter-in-law is discussing when he will die. Somehow he was cured. But after cure, he has become almost mad. One day Lord Buddha was passing in front of him. After looking to Buddha, he is laughing and telling, "Oh Lord, you are right. You have already told to me, but I did not hear your good advice." Then again laughing like a mad and moving inside jungle. Then Buddha told to his disciples to hear full story of his life. After that mad person became one of the disciple of Lord Buddha. So after hearing this story, we should always learn to save from greed and attachment. We will behave, interact with others, but not to involve much more. Keep distance from greed. If we don't care to entertain anything anymore, then automatically greed will not be increased. If we don't engage much more with anybody, it will become detachment. Then peace and happiness will knock the door. This is the rules of nature, so be conscious. Now let me introduction of myself. I am an American girl. My name is Alice from California. Saint Indranil is my guru, spiritual teacher, philosopher and guide. I am very much fortunate to tell about the Lord and also to join with this holy work. I pray to God to make your life healthy with full of joy and everlasting peace. I thank you all to hear this nice story. Om Shanti. Goodbye.